PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words adore and undefeated. Just another typical day for Word Girl, vanquisher of villains.
Word Girl! Word Girl!
We are Word Girl!
We couldn't have done it without you, Word Girl. How can we ever thank you?
Oh, their love is all the thanks I need.
The next day, as Becky Botsford is walking home from school...
Hey, Becky! Guess what? You know the Big City Times?
Yes. Nice picture.
Well, the editor from the Big City Times, Mr. Woodward Bernstein, just hired me to write an article for the paper.
What hard-hitting topic do you plan to tackle in your big article?
The story of the city's newest bingo champion, Granny May.
Wait a minute. Didn't Word Girl just put her in jail?
She was in jail, but they let her out for good behavior. Apparently, she's given up her life of crime and has devoted herself to playing bingo full time.
I'll believe that when I see it.
She's undefeated at bingo. Never lost a game yet. I'm going to watch her play tonight and interview her for my article.
I'll come too. Gotta make sure Granny May isn't up to her old tricks.
Why?
Because I love watching bingo. There's nothing more fun than watching bingo!
Except maybe flossing.
Right.
That night, at the peaceful, quiet Shady Acres retirement community, it's time for...
Bingo!
B9! G.
Just one little G.
What's a guy gotta do for a B9 around here?
All right! Woo! Yeah, baby!
So this is the world of bingo.
I don't get it. How does bingo work again?
You don't know? Well, it's pretty simple. The caller spins a cage until a number falls out, and then you see if you have that number on your card. If you get 5 numbers in a row, you win and yell,
Bingo!
Sounds like you have to be pretty lucky.
That's why Granny May being undefeated is such a big deal. The odds of her winning so many games in a row are really small. She's incredibly talented.
Or she's incredibly cheating.
B13! Bingo!
And with that, Granny May wins tonight's overall grand prize. She remains undefeated, which means she has never lost a single game.
Yay! Time to interview Granny May. A good reporter always asks a few hard-hitting questions. Da-da-da. Here I go. Granny May, to what do you credit your unprecedented success?
I just work hard and play fair, and I'm lucky.
Work hard, play fair, lucky. And finally, please be honest here. Bingo is really fun, isn't it?
You know it.
Thank you for your time. I got what I needed.
If you don't mind, Granny May, I've got a few questions, too.
Oh, go ahead. I love talking to my adoring fans.
Great. Tell me how you're cheating!
I am not cheating. I just have a positive attitude and a really lucky good luck charm. My good luck duck. Now run along and leave me alone, you noisy little troublemaker!
Granny, sign my bingo card!
Granny May remains undefeated, going for record in next week's All-City Charity Bingo Tournament. Waving her lucky duck in the air, Granny May easily defeated the competition. Her fans across the city adore her.
I'm Granny May, and I'm here to say, I love to yell bingo in a major sort of way. I never lost, I'm undefeated. I win the game, standing or seated. When I say bing, you say go! Now raise the roof!
I can't reach it.
I don't get it. One day Granny May is public enemy number one, and suddenly, just because she's good at bingo, everyone adores her. Oh, well, if everyone adores her, it means they like her a lot and are very fond of her. For example, you are very fond of sandwiches, right? You like them a lot? Then you adore sandwiches.
Stick around, Grand fans, to learn how you can join the Granny May fan club.
Ugh, I just know Granny May is cheating, but I don't know how. Come on, Bob, let's investigate. Word up! We don't have much time. You look where Granny May always sits, and I'll check out the collar station. Let's find out what's been keeping Granny May undefeated. What was that? Huggy, wave that adorable duck around again. That's it! There must be a special magnet in Granny May's good luck duck, and she's using it to pull out certain numbers. She is cheating! Now we know how. Come on, Huggy. I think it's time we told Granny May's fans what their undefeated bingo champion is up to. Oh, fine, bring it along. Word up!
Granny May! Granny May!
You there, tiny reporter boy.
Scoops Ming, huge fan. Tonight's tournament is being played for charity. Tell me, what charity will you be playing for?
The Save the Dinosaurs Foundation!
Yeah! Dinosaurs! Hold on just a second, Granny May.
Oh. Have you come to cheer me on, dearie? How thoughtful of you.
On the contrary, I'm here to tell everyone in the city that you, Granny May, are a cheater. That's right, citizens. Granny May is cheating at bingo, and I can prove it.
How can you say that? Granny May is a bingo champion and a hero.
And a role model. I named my daughter after her.
Little Granny May.
Oh, that was annoying.
See, Duck and Cage. Bingo! The magnet! Oh, I give up!
Looks like nobody wants to hear what you have to say, language lady. I'll just take my good luck, Duck. See you tonight, bingo, baby!
Playing for the Downtown Quilting Stitch Club, Mona Fallenbuckle. And playing for the race of money to repaint that one swing set in the Park Society, David Higginbotham. And now, everybody's favorite undefeated champion, the older lady you all adore, Granny May!
I think it's time to save some dinosaurs up in here!
And I'm being told there's a late entry into the competition. One final competitor. Word Girl?
Yeah, boo, I get it. I'll see you in the finals, cheater.
Not if I see you first, spoil sport.
It's all come down to this, folks. The final match between Granny May and Word Girl. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take a quick time out to say thank you to Mr. Tim Botsford for providing us with the ceremonial final bingo balls from his personal collection. Okay, and now it's time for bingo!
To let you know, those new bingo balls are made out of wood, not metal, so I don't think your little lucky ducky will be very helpful this time around. Because magnets don't work on wood! It's tough to stay undefeated when you have to play by the rules, huh?
No! Oh, bring it, Word Girl! Oh!
It's all come down to this, ladies and gentlemen. Granny May needs N37. Word Girl needs N39. Whoever gets their number first will win.
Come on, N37.
39 and 39. Come on.
30.
That's right.
9.
Bingo!
Word Girl wins, taking with her the hopes and dreams of the entire city.
Well, I guess Word Girl just doesn't like old ladies or dinosaurs.
Come on, Huggy. Looks like this city doesn't think I'm a hero anymore.
And as victory flew out the window, like a duck flies over a pond, Granny May's good luck duck was all that remained. Hello! Ha! That's funny. This duck is magnetic. Wait just a minute!
Silly dance, Bob, but it's not working. I'm still sad. The city doesn't love me anymore.
Becky, check it out. I wrote another article for the Big City Times. Front page!
Granny May is a bingo cheater? Granny May's criminal ways exposed? Granny May was using a magnetic duck to cheat and win unfairly. Word Girl was right all along. Dinosaurs are extinct, and Word Girl loves old ladies. And in conclusion, the city should once again trust Word Girl, the city's real undefeated hero. Oh.
Mr. Woodward Bernstein called it a hard-hitting piece of investigative journalism, and I'm really proud of it because... Becky?
Word Girl. We adore Word Girl!
And so we end where we began. Word Girl is an undefeated hero, adored by the city she protects. Join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is silhouette. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy!
The one thing all those clips have in common is Word Girl, and she's a superhero. She's a superhero. So, obviously, silhouette is another word for a superhero.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Anyone else? Phil!
Is it a regular superhero?
Sorry, that too is incorrect. Emily!
Based on the clips, I think it's the outline of someone or something that appears all black.
That is correct, Emily. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. It's an official Word Girl movie screen. Project movies on it and have your very own home theater. Or just make funny silhouettes. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Listen for the words snazzy and heist. It's a beautiful morning here at National State Park. But at the famous hot springs, trouble is brewing, courtesy of Dr. Two Brains.
Success!
Good shot, boss.
Oh, I'm just getting warmed up.
Boss?
Quiet, I'm trying to concentrate.
But, boss...
Shh. Now, ready? Aim... Word Girl! Oh! Oh, you ruined it! Now how will I achieve my super secret plan?
Turn
to...
the National Hot Springs to liquid cheese, suck it into that giant tank, and take it home to fill your swimming pool so you can break the world fondue record?
Okay, fine. I have been chasing that fondue record for years, but how did you know my secret plan? Have you been spying on me?
We didn't have to. We've been on to you the whole time, Doc.
Oh, I doubt that, Word Girl. I think you just got lucky.
Well, I gotta say, your cheese heists are starting to get kind of predictable.
Only so bit. Now you take that back.
Help! Someone's robbing the grocery store!
Is this the police station?
No, it's the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Help! We gotta get to the grocery store. Let's go, Huggy. Word! Oh, right. Tell you what, Doc. I'd love to stay and duke it out, but this might be important, so...
Sure! Run along to your little grocery store, villain. Let me know when you're ready to take on number...
Word up!
One.
Boss, she didn't even arrest us.
Don't be quiet.
Later, at the grocery store... Oh,
sorry.
Aisle 6.
What happened?
We were robbed by a strange new villain. He really cleaned us up.
Don't you mean he cleaned you out?
I mean both. You see, first he cleaned us out, then he cleaned us up. This character stole all the cleaning supplies from aisle 6, then he cleaned the whole aisle before he took off. And all he left was this snazzy car. It's laminated.
Another clean getaway by Steve McQueen, making the world a cleaner place one crime at a time. I've never heard of Steve McQueen. Have you, Huggy?
You have to admit, he is one snazzy-looking fella.
Oh, snazzy means something that's nice to look at in a fun or flashy way. Sure, like you.
Or snazzy like aisle 6. It hasn't been this bright and clean in years.
Aisle 6 might look snazzy, but we're going to find this Steve McQueen so he doesn't get away with this heist.
Help! Someone is robbing the first, second, third bank!
Hey, that mic is for employees only.
Sorry, but someone has cleaned out the bank's vault and dusted all the potted plants.
I have a pretty good idea who it might be. What?
Well... Hello, handsome.
While Word Girl investigates at the bank, Dr. Two Brains enjoys leisure time at home.
Can we watch TV with you, boss?
Have you both had your baths? Oh, all right. But no talking while my stories are on.
You got it, boss.
Weekly Supervillain Countdown. Coming in at number 5, Mr. Big, still in the big house. At number 4, it's Toby, currently on timeout, according to his mommy. At number 3, it's the Butcher, who's been quiet this week, but he and Word Girl are sure to meet again soon. Get it?
Do you think you'll be number 1 again, boss?
Of course! Haven't I been number 1 on the Supervillain Countdown every week for 2 years? I just want to make sure they use that nice new picture I sent them.
But the big news this week is our brand new number 2 villain. It's our longtime number 1, Dr. Two Brain, slipping down a notch.
You see, I want number 2! Who's number 1?
And zooming to number 1 is the new, the cool, the snazzy... Steve McQueen.
Steve McWho?
Steve McQueen has taken the city by storm, pulling daring heists at the grocery store, the bank, and the House of Combs.
Steve McQueen, what a joke. I'm the real number 1 villain, and I'll prove it I will.
Welcome back to Word Girl Weekly Supervillain Countdown, and holding the number 1 spot for the 3rd straight week is Steve McQueen.
Woohoo!
And there he goes. Snazzy wheels, Steve Areno.
Please.
Don't look now, fans, but it's Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face in hot pursuit. Word Girl, care to say a few words?
Ordinarily, yes, but we're hot on the trail of Steve McQueen. He's just pulled off another heist.
Well, how about a quick definition?
Okay, sure. A heist is another word for a robbery, a holdup, or a theft. And Steve McQueen just pulled a big one at the car wash. He washed his car, then cleaned out the cash register.
Well, let's just hope Steve McQueen's latest heist doesn't leave Word Girl all wet.
We have to go.
And in other news, the grocery store is so afraid of another McQueening out, they've doubled security on the cleaning products aisle, leaving their dairy case completely unprotected.
guess they're not too worried about old Dr. What's-His-Name.
Old Dr. What's-His-Name? Oh, you fickle public! Okay, get a grip. Henchman!
Coming, boss.
What's with the mustaches?
We just thought Steve McLean is kinda, you know, snazzy.
Oh, that is it! Who can play at this snazzy game?
Meanwhile, at Word Girl and Captain Huggyface's secret spaceship hideout.
If only we had a way of knowing where McLean planned to pull his next heist.
Come in, Word Girl, come in!
That's a go for Word Girl!
Steve McLean has been spotted heading toward our grocery store. He's being chased by a crazy mob of teenage fans. Please, come quickly.
Aha! We're on the way!
Oh, by the way, the guy with the mouse brain is here, too. Hanging out in the dairy section. Typical.
Okay. We'll check that out soon. Word!
Meanwhile, at the grocery store's foolishly unguarded dairy case...
Attention shoppers, come meet the villain formerly known as Dr. Two Brains. Now, the new and improved, snazzy Dr. Cool Brains. Hit it!
I'm Dr. Cool Brains and I aim to please. I can hook you up with a nice piece of cheese. I'm hip, I'm fun, I'm totally chillin'. Snazzy enough to be the number one villain. I got bling to fling and these cool sunglasses. Steve's got one, I got two mustaches.
Oh no, he didn't.
Hooray! Look, everyone, it's Word Girl. Come to battle her number one arch-villain, Dr. Cool Brains.
Yeah, sure, whatever. You haven't seen Steve McLean around, have you? We were about to finally catch him, but then we lost him when he was mobbed by fans in the parking lot.
Did you hear that? Steve McLean is in the parking lot!
Wait, come back!
Whoa, Doc, you look,
snazzy?
Ridiculous.
Word Girl, please report to the front entrance. Steve McLean has just robbed the safe and straightened up my office. And now he's trying to take all of my suits to the cleaners.
Bah!
Word!
Oh, I have had it up to here with that Steve McLean. If you ask me, all he's done is make a mess of this town. Ooh, Dr. Two Brains just had a very snazzy idea. Henchman, fetch me my cheese fizz ray.
I don't see him either, Huggy. Maybe we're too late.
Well, us two brains have a saying. If you can't beat him, eliminate him. Cheese Fizz Ray, engage. Oh. See if you can clean up this mess, McLean. Oh, what a terrible mess. Whoa, that's the voice of Mr. Cool, Steve McLean.
Huggy, look! Steve McLean is such a clean freak, he can't bear to cross the liquid cheese. He's trapped!
Stay back. This cheese is icky.
Oh, don't worry, Steve. They've got a nice clean cell waiting for you down at the city jail.
Actually, it's quite dirty in jail.
No. Hey, watch the shoes. The shoes, because if cheese gets on leather, you know, it never comes out.
Well, I guess they'll clean up his act, eh, Huggy? Did you get it? Clean up. But hey... where'd all this liquid cheese come from?
Whoopsie! Oh, clumsy me. Just sloppy, I guess.
And now for a Word Girl Weekly's update. In a stunning turn of events, former number one villain Steve McLean has seen his latest heist foiled by the unlikely team of Word Girl and our new number one villain, Dr. Cool Brains.
This just in, it's plain old Dr. Two Brains again.
Well, Dr. Two Brains, how does it feel to mop up the competition and get back to number one?
Well, I'm not the type of person who worries about what other people think about me. I just try to be myself. What do you think of that?
You're very modest.
Come on, Doc, admit it. Aren't you just a little excited to be number one again?
You know, it's just a number. It doesn't really mean... Yes! Yes! I'm number one!
Woo! Oh boy, easy there, Doc. We're back.
And so, Word Girl and Captain Huggyface foil yet another heist with the help of some teamwork from a surprising source.
We're number one!
Tune in next time for another adventure from the snazziest superhero around, Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word silhouette. Ready to play the bonus round?
Sure am, Mr. Handsome.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for silhouette. What's your answer, Emily?
I can only see the outline or silhouette of Dr. Two Brains. Number one.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. Your very own parade. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is cuddly. I like that word because I like to cuddle my mom and my dogs.
My favorite word is plethora because it rolls off your tongue and it doesn't sound what it means. I thought it meant it was a type of leather, but it actually means like of many, like a lot. It's fun to say. Plethora or plethora, plethora.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what frenzied means. That's right. Frenzied means to feel so crazy you can't sit still. Congratulations, Huggy. Frenzied.